Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's the Silk or Joe Show.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I know, it's not Joe. It's Silk. Hey, everyone, Jane Silk, so glad to be with you. I know it's been a while, hasn't it? But I keep telling you, I get in these good spouts, and then I get really angry about what's going on, and I don't want to shout and yell. So I say, okay, let me calm down. Let me write instead. But wonderful to be with everybody again, and so glad you can. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio station in your neck of the woods, don't forget, email us at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com, and we'll email you right back where you can listen to us. But don't forget, always, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com is your other place besides your radio stations, cable stations, your online vehicles and podcasts and all the different places that you can find Main Street and our programs. Our website, where we're portable, you can take us with you on your phone and listen wherever you go. Again, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. And since I haven't been on in a while, let me just give a huge shout out to all the people associated with Main Street Radio Network, to our distributors, Salem, and all the people there. James, of course, behind the mic there. Thank you so much. And everybody who's associated with it. And of course, our listeners and our sponsors, thank you all so much. And in between our break, just stick around or turn us down a little bit. But we've got great sponsors and we'd love you to stick around. All right, let's get to it. We've got an hour to wrap up what's going around in the world. And trust me, just here in the United States, there's so much junk. It's hard to unpack it all. But let's unpack and let's try as we may. And very excited to have our first guest. You've probably seen her a lot in the news here overseas, England, Europe, and here in America, Dr. Naomi Wolf. She is co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io. She is a columnist, professor, of course, a best-selling author, with her latest book, soaring to the top of the charts, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. Oh my God. Naomi, thank you so much for taking time out to come and talk with us on the Silk or Joe Show. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Naomi, having lived abroad for 14, 15 years, Europe and the Middle East, you know, the regulations over there about what goes on the air, whether you're a broadcaster or advertiser. Main Street also is an advertising agency. And when our clients ask us to put things on overseas, it has to go through, especially the UK. It has what we assert of like a radio council, a governing board. The commercials have to be approved. It takes quite a while. It's not quite like the same machinations that we here in America could go through by having an FTC and knowing what you can and cannot put on the air. So we do know that we get our news suppressed here, and of course over there, if they don't like what they don't hear, if they don't like what they hear, whoops, there it goes. Very interested to get your take. COVID, you know, 19th, the truth about COVID, it is coming out more and more and more. The mainstream, or I like to sometimes say the lamestream media, can't hide it so much. You have the new presidential candidate, the Democratic presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy, who, by the way, has a voice that does everybody might not like, but it's a problem voice, not because he's unhealthy or anything. But anyway, he's coming out. He's a totally anti-vaxxer, and he's also coming out against the misinformation that we all had shoved down our throats with our mandate and lockdowns. Look at our country now, Naomi. You've talked about it a lot. It hasn't really gotten through all the way, has it? Because you still see people with masks. You still see people saying you must do this, you must do that. Are we ever going to get out of this pandemic-like mode that so many are in?
Yeah,
including our government.
Great question. Well, it's really up to us. You know, Americans, especially, are supposed to make up their own minds and resist tyranny. And sadly, you know, as I pointed out in The Bodies of Others, in the last few years, with the rollout of the quote-unquote pandemic, and the, as you rightly note, the underpinnings of the narrative are pretty much based on lies, and I detail all of these in my book. You know, in the last 3 years, people have stopped acting like Americans, and they've stopped acting like British citizens, and they've stopped acting like Canadian and Australian citizens, and, you know, all over Western Europe, people who used to understand liberty and understand representational government and free speech, you know, caved out of fear in response to propaganda, sometimes in response to craven considerations like healthcare professionals who knew that the injections or remdesivir protocols were bad or that they were falsely attributing deaths to COVID and went along with all of this anyway. So, you know, people are kind of learning more and more that they were duped and coerced and bullied based on lies. Really, it's up to them, you know, all of us, to speak up and contact our representatives. And also, you know, on my site, Daily Cloud, I have templates for filing criminal and civil charges against government officials, local officials, school officials, school principals, you know, people who, you know, mandated you, locked you down, masked your children, and forcibly injected you with something that my team of 3,500 doctors and research and clinicians are finding to be an extremely dangerous, disabling, sterilizing injection. So,
well,
yeah.
Naomi, they did that, what, a year or so ago. You had that huge, like a coven of doctors. It was like over thousands of them who signed a petition, who also signed a mandate, you know, denouncing the vaccine. And look now, Naomi, I mean, people say, oh, hindsight, 2020, baloney. There are so many, I mean, since when in this country or the world did we ever get something like President, the former President Trump said, warp speed. I understand there was a need, but, you know, the vaccine is ineffective in just months, okay? But the effects are long term, okay? Myocarditis, which enlarged hearts, circulation problems, strokes, eye problems, you know, airline pilots dying in midair, you know, children having, you know, illnesses that were, that used to be 100% fine, now all of a sudden are making regular visits to the doctor because of this phenomenon that has overtaken their systems. I mean, what did we allow, should I say? Because didn't we allow this? I mean, the mandates and the lockdowns, it, you know, they were forced in many places. You were arrested in a lot of different countries. Here you weren't allowed, you know, we had our forced lockdowns and mandates, and look what it's done to us. I mean, are the people now that are getting the information, like you and other doctors and scientists that are coming out, a presidential candidate who is totally against all of this coming out now, will there be retribution, or will, let's say, like the Durham report, have a big, long report investigation and, oop, slap on the hand, say how corrupt, say how corrupt this health, human health and services are, and our CDC and the WHO and everybody getting paid huge amount of money so that they can test all of this, but nothing's done.
Right. What country are you in? Are you based in?
America.
Right. Okay. No, I was just double checking. Look, there are so many ways we're lucky in the United States because we have a state system. And so, for instance, there was a giant push in 2021 for vaccine passports federally and at a state level. And my tiny organization drafted legislation to ban vaccine passports, actually a fantastic omnibus bill, banning vaccine passports, opening schools now, freedom of assembly, no mandated injections, and ending emergency law. And we got it passed in 33 states. And we did it the
amazing.
Old
yes, but Naomi, what are those 33 states? Are those 33 states, Dr. Naomi, are those 33 mostly what they call red states? Or are there some mixture? There you go.
No, I'm sorry. Like, this was so eye-opening for me. I'm a lifelong Democrat, no longer.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I can buy two Democratic a Democratic presidential campaign and a Democratic vice president running for president. And I was horrified to find that in legislature after legislature, the Republicans were, especially Republican women, I must say, in their 50s and 60s and older, were the ones fighting like lionesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's it. To protect children, to get them back to school, to, you know, save our bodies from choices that are not our own.
It's basic instinct. You're screwing with the mother, and then you're trying to hurt her cubs. It's as basic as the animal kingdom, okay? Yeah. And now more and more women are getting involved, thanks to you, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who are helping women understand that you can have a voice. But what I still don't understand, Dr. Naomi Wolf, I know you have to go, and such a pity you can't stay for another segment. Co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io. You've got to go on there. And of course, her amazing book, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians. Thank you, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Stay tuned. Don't touch those dials. More The Silke Joe Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us. For all of their support, guidance, smiles, and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between. Their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
Spring is here. Time to get out of the gym and take your workout outdoors. Whether you're walking, running, swimming, or biking, it's important to have a proper warm-up routine to prevent injuries. Five-time Ironman triathlon world champion Craig Crowe Alexander has some advice.
Sprains, strains, and injuries can happen to any athlete. Even a minor injury can affect your performance and derail your fitness routine. One of the best ways to try and prevent injuries is to make sure you prepare properly.
Alexander recommends always starting with a 10 to 15 minute dynamic warm-up.
Activation exercises combined with some dynamic movements like lunges are great for warming up. Focus on one specific movement at a time until you feel ready to go. Be sure to listen to your body and use proper support gear when needed to protect yourself and prevent injury.
The Curad Performance Series Ironman lineup includes rugged supports, wraps, kinesiology tape, bandages, and analgesics to support you on your fitness journey. For more, go to Curad.com.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Adopt US Kids for multiple choice parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. So glad to be with you, Jane Silk. I'm giving Joe's voice a little rest from the mic. So again, remind you of our great website, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Well, you've got me this segment. And, you know, over the last year or so, and I'd like to remind everybody, you know, I hear comments from social media or I get emails saying, well, you know, what are you? And to those listening, what am I? Well, I'm a human being. I'm a woman. And I have views. I have opinions. But there are certain things that I talk about in on our website or on our blog, on our social media, or even here on the mic, that I base what I talk about on facts, on numbers, do a lot of research, and we try to do that. We try to give both points of view. So don't put a label on me. Don't try to put a label on me. Don't say she's a Republican. Don't say she's a liberal. I have never in my entire life, and living abroad for 14 years, even there, I would disagree or agree with whatever my country was doing that I saw on the news at that time. I've never been a card-carrying member of any political organization, nor do I ever plan to. As you see, sometimes if you read my bio on our website, party of fair play. That's what I am. I'm from the party of fair play. I believe everybody should have equal opportunity. But again, as we saw with this John Durham report coming out last week on the 15th, once again, there's no accountability for those who are truly guilty and those who are truly privileged. I'm sorry, that's what it comes down to. Corruption in the justice system breaks the basic principle of equality before the law and deprives everybody in this country of their fair or of their right to a fair trial. In a corrupt justice system, money and influence nowadays plays the part of what cases are prioritized, what cases will go forward, or what cases, in a lot of cases, are dropped. And that is a shame, because that used to not be the case. If you look back in our history, I mean, look at Watergate. The universe was quick to indict Nixon and all the corrupt individuals that were associated with Watergate, and they went to prison. And what I've learned today, which I was very, very surprised, because when it first came out, we first heard about the report or John Durham being appointed a special counsel, I was quite excited about it, because the man had a reputation of being sort of a bulldog, you know, somebody, a dog with a bone, gets a subject or gets an investigation, and he doesn't stop until he finishes it, until he gets to the bottom and all true guilty parties are brought to justice. Well, we know there are guilty parties, because we know the reason being for this investigation, for Americans' tax payer money being wasted in the millions, first by the Russian hoax that the Congress did, over $66 million to Mueller, Robert Mueller, who also came up empty-handed or tried to say, you know, Trump was liable for other things, maybe, possibly, but whatever, there's nothing here. No, there was no there. Okay, plain and simple. No there. John Durham's report shows that there was a there, but guess what? Nobody from there is getting put into jail or getting a perp war, or we don't get the satisfaction of seeing them stand up in court and lie again, just like they lied in front of Congress. Whether you're talking about James Comey, whether you're talking about Hillary Clinton, whether you're talking about the hierarchy of the DNC, you know, former President Obama knew about this. I mean, there is a lot of people who knew about this, but because of their positions, their status, the people behind them with money, Nothing happens. Yes, Durham Reports tells us how corrupt and what, how faulty our FBI is. Duh. We didn't need 4 or 5 years of reports to tell us that. We knew that already. We knew the fact that from Mueller's reports, nobody's gotten their slap. Okay, we knew from the fact that Hillary Clinton had private servers in Denver and supposed bathrooms and laundry rooms, her right hand, Uma Abedin, you know, her lecherous ex-husband, poor, you know, child porn, icky. Robert Wiener, you know, he had information from her, from former, Senator and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on his laptop. She had papers, documents on her office as Secretary of State from the Clinton Foundation, which was clearly forbidden. Okay, I mean, all of these things we know to be facts. All of it has been, you know, over and over again in one report after another, just like what's happening with Joe Biden. We know for a fact Joe Biden got 94% of his votes after 12 p.m. Never in the history of this country. What does that tell you? Come on, folks. The man stood in and lived in a basement for years before he ran for president against Trump. And yet he got 94% of his votes after midnight. We know from videos. We know from so much. We know from Arizona. Clearly, there were 402,749,000 and change votes that were fraudulent that should never have been counted. Okay? Nobody's saying the election was should have been overturned, but let me tell you something. There were problems with that 2020 election, and we could have done something about it at the time, and the former president didn't. Just talked about the woulda, shoulda, couldas after, you know, whoopee damn do. Sorry, no can do, not good enough, all right? So here we are, fast forward to today, where we have 67% of Americans, a lot of Democrats, independents, said they would have never voted for this man if they knew about the Hunter Biden laptop. And then the laptop, we have, oh my God, between the pornography on the laptop, between the child pornography, Hunter Biden with young girls, supposedly with his niece, the president taking showers with his daughter from his daughter's diary that was left in a halfway house, authenticated by his daughter. Oh my God, please. And then, of course, look what Congress came up with. The Comer investigation on the House, where Representative Comer shows at least, that's so far, $10 million of monies diverted to the Biden family, at least 10 to 12 members, okay? So, but yet he's still sitting in office. Where's the accountability? Again, just like the Durham report, no accountability for those who are truly guilty and for who are truly privileged. This president, who pretends to be our president and sits in an office, who barely knows the time of day, where he is, when he's supposed to be, where at, whatever, okay? This man has his finger on all the buttons. This man who doesn't have the mental faculties to know where he is half the time, okay, is standing there in front of the world as the American president, all right? Please, folks. I mean, if elections count, then we better do something, and we better still do something after elections, because it's not just voting. It's calling your representative, making your voices heard. Elections just sometimes leave the same idiots in place, all right? So don't use that as an excuse for doing something, voting, because sometimes your vote doesn't even count. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Silka Joe Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
This May is ALS Awareness Month, a time to recognize ALS, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. As this incurable disease progresses, people with ALS lose the ability to speak, swallow, eat, move, and breathe. Diagnosed young, former nurse practitioner Kate Neese is on a mission to share her ALS story and spread awareness of this devastating disease.
On the day Stephen Hawking succumbed to ALS, I started my journey with this disease. Diagnosed at 32, I never imagined living with a disease that I thought only impacted older men. Now I am proud to serve as a mentor for other people living with ALS, especially young women. And I strive to continue advocating and spreading awareness among the ALS community and beyond. If you or a loved one is being treated with Radicava ORS, Edaravone, or Radicava IV, Edaravone, you could help others by sharing your story too.
To learn more about sharing your ALS story, visit shareyouralsstory.com. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. Indication. Radicava and Radicava ORS are indicated for the treatment of ALS. Important safety information. Do not receive Radicava Edaravone or Radicava ORS Edaravone if you are allergic to Edaravone or any of the ingredients in Radicava and Radicava ORS. Before you take Radicava or Radicava ORS, tell your healthcare provider about all your medical conditions, including if you have asthma, are allergic to other medicines, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. It is not known if Radicava or Radicava ORS will harm your unborn baby. Or breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Radicava or Radicava ORS passes into your breast milk. You and your healthcare provider should decide if you will receive Radicava or Radicava ORS or breastfeed. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. What are the possible side effects of Radicava and Radicava ORS? Radicava and Radicava ORS may cause serious side effects, including hypersensitivity, allergic reactions, and sulfite allergic reactions. Hypersensitivity reactions have happened in people receiving Radicava or taking Radicava ORS and can happen after your medicine has been given. Radicava and Radicava ORS contain sodium bisulfite, a sulfite that may cause a type of allergic reaction that can be serious and life-threatening. Sodium bisulfite can also cause less severe asthma episodes in certain people. Sulfite sensitivity can happen more often in people who have asthma than in people who do not have asthma. Tell your healthcare provider right away or go to the nearest emergency room if you have any of the following symptoms: hives, swelling of the lips, tongue, or face, fainting, breathing problems, wheezing, trouble swallowing, dizziness, itching, or an asthma attack in people with asthma. Your healthcare provider will monitor you during treatment to watch for signs and symptoms of all the serious side effects and allergic reactions. The most common side effects include bruising, contusion, problems walking, gait disturbance, and headache. These are not all the possible side effects of Radicava or Radicava ORS. Call your doctor for medical advice about side effects. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088. You may also report side effects to www.fda.gov/medwatch or Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America Incorporated at 1-888-292-0058. For more information, including full prescribing information, please visit www.radicava.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear: accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. So glad to be with you. Don't forget to tune in on your local radio station. If you don't have one near you that takes our programming, email us at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com and we'll get to your email within a week or so or sooner and let you know where you can find us in your neck of the woods, or go online at www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. You can listen live there or on our podcast page. or on iTunes, Roku. I mean, there's so many different places. Go to our website, tune in. We're just going to hurry up along because we're real excited for our next guest. It's been a long, long time since I was honored to interview Justice Jeanine Pirro, Emmy Award-winning co-host of Fox News The Five. She was the first woman elected judge to sit on the Westchester County, New York court bench, and later the first female there to be elected to district attorney. Her latest book, of course, Climbing the Charts, Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Judge, great to have you on the show. Well, guess what? She's having a little bit of difficulty, so we're going to wait to see for her people to connect her. What I was going to start off and talk to the judge about was the fact that America has 5% of the world's population. And when you think about it, wow. I mean, you know, we have, 340 million. It's gone up tremendously, of course, as we keep our doors open to the illegal immigrants that the bozo sitting in office is allowing. America has 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners. And when you hear that, you got to think, oh, wow. And when you go back to like 2010 and see that 12 million about approximately were illegal at that time, to since we have this particular administration 2.5 years in, and what we've got 5.7 to 6 million let in the country at that time. And then we have to wonder, how corrupt is our American judicial system? Well, what better person to ask? Again, let's bring her on. Judge Pirro. Judge, great to have you on. It's been a long, long time having you on the show. Glad you're able to take time out of your busy schedule. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Justice Jeanine.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm just so glad to hear about, you know, that you're able to be on the show. Look, let's talk about the takedown. I mean, we had the Durham report came out, and I found out a day or so ago that, you know, the American people found out about it on the 15th, but then on the 12th, more or less, that report was given to the DOJ, FBI, and before that, they knew about what was going into that report. So my question to you is, here we thought we had a bulldog leading a team to investigate the Russian hoax, which we all know was a hoax, and we come to find out that this report now has been corrupted by the DOJ, FBI, You know, again, the people who have the privilege are not being accountable for what went down.
Well, unfortunately, I think that the Durham report coming out, just as my book, Crimes Against America, is coming out,
exactly,
is an indication of the fact that the book is literally a narrative of what's going on in America today. Whether you turn on the television, open a newspaper, or read the feed on your phone. Look, the Durham group decided that the FBI, the Durham investigation, the FBI had no basis upon which to begin an investigation of Donald Trump to get a FISA warrant. They lied to the FISA court. They lied many times to re-up that warrant. It's what they do in third world countries. But it's even more than that. Now that we know from both the Inspector General and now the Durham investigation that Joe Biden and Barack Obama knew that Hillary Clinton was going to create this Russia collusion delusion that would take or distract from her, at that point, email scandal. It was common information. And yet these people at the top of our government, in the FBI, the Department of Justice, the president, the vice president, they knew that they were going to create a false narrative in order to make sure that Donald Trump did not
win. So what makes us, Judge, different than a third world country at this point?
We're not any different. And the fact that you've got the $10 million that Joe Biden, yep, while he was vice president, his son Hunter collected – with Joe Biden being the front man, Hunter being the bag man, you've got an organized criminal enterprise there.
But that's just money they've uncovered. That's just money they have uncovered. I mean, this has been going on with Joe Biden for a long, long time, especially with his brother and what Comer, Representative Comer, uncovered, what, 10 to 12 members of his family who have profited over the years, the pay for play, so to speak. Well, it happened the same thing with Clinton Foundation when she was Secretary of State. And when she was senator, her foundation, Bill Clinton was going around the world, you know, touting his wife. And wow, that found, I mean, Hillary Clinton's kid, Chelsea, bought a $10 million apartment in Tribeca in New York during that time. I mean, come on. I mean, Judge, let me ask you something. Why is it that we have allowed this? Is it because one side's narrative screams louder, has more riots? I mean, what is it that makes them so elite that we can't get the justice that we deserve in this country?
Well, unfortunately, Washington, as Donald Trump told us, was a swamp. And, you know, as a result of that, one hand washes the other. These guys are federal prosecutors, then they become federal judges, then they hand out monitorships, and, you know, they take care of each other. And the monitorships amount to tens of millions of dollars, and they do nothing but promote each other. And they're all in it to make money. And unfortunately, no one at the Department of Justice, at the top of it in any event, or the FBI is interested in the average citizen. And unfortunately, that's what my book, Crimes Against America, outlines and goes in tremendous detail with footnotes about.
And you know what I find?
We get a pro.
Yes, go on, Judge. I'm sorry. Judge, I was just saying, you know, a new poll saying now over 50% of Americans believe that the U.S. justice system is corrupt, that our institutions are particularly ineffective, which they are, at preventing any kind of judicial bribery or uncovering it, and that the corruption's covert nature means that only a fraction, a small fraction, which are more slaps on the hands because not the real big fish, so to speak, are ever uncovered. I mean, it's frightening, Judge, because, you know, Jane and Joe Public get arrested and get the book thrown at them. But those elite, which I hate that word, but those elitists, so to speak, those ones who are criminally guilty get to walk free and who've committed such crimes against the humanity, because that's what they have done between the lockdowns, between the misinformation, between the Russia gates, now holding back. I mean, we had election interference just by the news media stopping the information about Hunter's laptop getting out before Joe Biden was elected. And that is even a question mark elected in 2020. So nobody, it seems, is getting their hands slapped in this country that should.
Well, I think that what the Durham report, what the Mueller investigation showed is that there is a sense of arrogance that our leaders have, that 51 intelligence directors, CIA directors, and high-level intelligence agents would literally come together and lie about the laptop and say it's Russian disinformation, specifically for the purpose of giving Joe Biden a talking point in the debate with Donald Trump, is an indication that justice is not what it's supposed to be. And until we get people as district attorneys, as mayors, as school board members who believe in America and the American dream, none of this is ever going to stop. And it was Donald Trump who told us there's a fake news out there. And, you know, everybody got all insulted, but he called it. He called it in the beginning before anybody else did. And we are seeing the results of it, and that's why Americans are very concerned about a two-tiered system of justice. And
yeah, but
honestly,
they're still, but they think
30
voting.
Years as a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA, 30 years. And I'm a believer. I believe in the system. And at the same time, I'm saying, you know what? I can't believe anymore. It's not what it was. And that's why you got to get the book, Crimes Against America. All the arguments about the left's takedown, the footnotes are all in the book. And it'll, you know, you obviously are upset, and so is America.
Of course, and because, you know, and I'm also upset at America because they think that just because they voted, they're solving a problem. No, we should have term limits in this country. Look at these bozos that keep getting back. You know, you look at, look, Dianne Feinstein, you know, she rolls in on a wheelchair. You have Schumer, you have all of these people that keep getting over and over and over again elected. Mitch McConnell, he shouldn't be there either. He's as corrupt as the day is long. And they think just because they vote, it's getting involved. Everybody, Justice Jeanine Pirro, and get her new book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. It's climbing the charts. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. Don't touch those dials. Jane Silk for The Silk & Joe Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator is an AI-informed dashboard that gives organizations access to standards-based cloud emissions data with just a few clicks, helping them build a more sustainable future. As businesses move further on their hybrid multi-cloud journeys, they're working to deliver innovation while meeting growing ESG demands. Brianna Frank, Vice President, IBM Cloud.
Emissions reporting is becoming commonplace worldwide, yet inadequate data is the biggest obstacle to making ESG progress. With the IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator, we are making it easier for our clients to assess the data they need to address their carbon impact and to make more informed decisions.
The IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator enables organizations to track their emissions across various workloads down to the cloud service level and help further advance their sustainability objectives. The new dashboard complements IBM's existing sustainability solutions and expertise. By infusing data with AI into daily operations, IBM helps companies make sustainability strategies actionable. To learn more, visit ibm.com/think. Sponsored by IBM.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap.
Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov, sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. You want to give your baby everything, so start with a safe sleep area. Babies younger than one should always be placed to sleep on their backs on a firm and flat surface, like a safety-approved crib. And keep blankets, pillows, and other soft or loose items out of the crib when the baby is in it. Learn more about safe sleep for babies at safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Hi!
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk Road Joe Show. So glad to be with you. I know I haven't been around, like I told you earlier on in the show, but so much going on, and I know you've been in great hands with Joe. Don't forget our great website, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Let's just continue on. We just had a judge, Justice Jeanine Pirro, on the show, and we're going to continue with our theme of justice with our next guest, a very old friend of the show who just always so honored that he takes time out of his schedule to be here, General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired. He's a commentary. He's a military analyst. He's a highly praised best-selling author of the book Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terrorism, written with his very good friend and another esteemed military veteran, U.S. Army retired General Paul Vallele. And General, thank you so much for being here. As always, it's always an honor to talk with you. You know, you and I over the decades have talked about the injustices and, you know, not the perceived criminal activities by some, but the definite criminal activities by some. And I'm going back years and years ago, even during the Bush administration. And here we are again, talking about something after wasting 66 plus million U.S. taxpayer dollars on the Mueller report, the there that went nowhere, and because there was no there, and you had the impeachments, more wasted taxpayer money of no there, okay? And then the Russian hoax. Everybody saying Hurricane Crossfire, you know, on one side of the aisle said, oh, absolutely, investigate criminal activity. On the other side, no, it's made up disinformation. And here we are, right as can be. Disinformation, slap on the wrist, some low-hanging, really low-hanging fruit gets arrested. What did they expect by trying to have a jury convict anybody, whether it was a former president like Obama or Clinton or Comey or Brennan in D.C. with that kind of jury pool? Who are the hell are they fooling, General?
Well, you're absolutely spot on, Jane. The fact is, this report is the most important thing is it showed that in August of 2016,
yep,
President Obama and Vice President Biden were briefed on the acts that Hillary Clinton was going to commit.
Yeah, but also Attorney General Loretta Lynch was in on that, and Comey was in on that meeting as well. I mean, you have some top cops of the so-called law enforcement agencies and the Attorney General, which oversees what, the FBI and the DOJ? I mean, come on there.
And by them not terminating, Obama should have terminated it immediately, because by not terminating it, he, in fact, is committing treason because it's a soft coup d'etat on the American government, allowing U.S. government facilities, people, et cetera, to participate in these
acts. In a hoax.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, plain and simple. I mean, Alan Dershowitz, the famed Harvard Law professor. Of course, everybody knows he's quite liberal. But one thing about this man, he doesn't let his liberalism get in the way of fair play. He said this after Durham's report: Americans have a right to distrust our government. I think it reveals that Americans are right to distrust the government, even civil servants, people in the government. This case demonstrates that people are prepared to distort the Constitution to get their way, get their partisan political way. General, I mean, come on. Now, why can't we as a citizen sue our bloody government crimes against humanity? I'd like to know why not.
Well, I think it's even worse than that. I think it's committing treason, and they should be tried for it. Whether they will be convicted is another thing, Jane.
Not in D.C., they won't be. It can't be in D.C. because you know you've got you know, the lunatic left have that city wrapped up. It's a criminal enterprise, D.C. It's a trash hole, just like, you know, Chicago. You know, really.
Jane? For treason, it's not in the courts, it's in the Congress.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And we know the problems that they'd have in the Senate. But the fact is, just doing it on the top leaders that committed this, and it's got to be Obama, because by him not terminating it immediately, he in fact condoned it. And that's extremely important that people know, and all the other people, Loretta Lynch, Biden continues. So they always knew that this was a hoax.
Yep. And now let me ask you something. Do you think anybody in Congress has the cojones to actually do something like Speaker McCarthy? Or is he just playing to the crowd right now because he's still in a newly minted position and he could get his butt kicked out in the next election?
Well, I have my doubts, Gene, because it's going to take a lot of courage. But when people say, how do we have accountability? That's how we have accountability. Start at the top, not starting at the bottom in the corrupt DC court system. Let's start right at the top at President Obama, former President Obama, and Vice President, and now current President Biden. That's where it's got to start.
You know, also, I just want to say, Alan Dershowitz, attorney Dershowitz, said good people can do bad things. He says he thinks the Durham report shows that good people can do bad things when they decide they have to get somebody like Trump, and that the Trump derangement syndrome really affects decent people. These are decent people who honestly believe that there was a higher duty than truth or principle in getting Trump and preventing him from winning as president. And that just distorts our Constitution, our rule of law, and our civil liberties. You know, we should all gather, and, you know, we need some accountability. There's just been too much of these elite globalist, you know, criminal politicians, our lawmakers, that, you know, people think just because they vote, they're doing something. Oh, I'm participating in my society because I'm voting. Really? You're voting the same schmucks into office like Jerry Nadler, like Schumer, like McConnell, Mitch McConnell. He's no good either. All of these people keep getting voted back in and doing the same thing, stabbing the American people, their constituents, in the back. General Tom McInerney, always too short of a time, U.S. Air Force retired, commentator, military analyst, and of course, author of the tremendous book, highly praised book, Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory, with General Paul Vallelet. Thank you so much, Main Street Radio Network, our distributors at Salem, and of course you, the listeners. We couldn't do it without you, our radio stations across the country, and our podcasts, and all the outlets that take us. Thank you so much. God bless, and God bless America.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.